somehow or other. And I can tell you something about my garden this year. We had a wonderful garden. I had a wonderful crop of apples, Laxton Superb, and also another apple tree which gave me a lovely crop. And this apple tree, by the way, I brought from Rookin Glen, my old house in Glasgow. It's about, I should think, about over 30 years old. And I got a marvellous crop of apples, not as big as the Laxton Superb ones, but a small apple, but very sweet and good, a good eating apple. I also, in my cucumber house, I must have had about, I should easily say about 150 cucumbers. You know, the long ones. I don't know if you can get them in South Africa, the under glass ones. You can't get them in Israel. Israel doesn't seem to be able to grow them, and neither can they grow them in America. I don't know why. I think there's some sort of fly which spoils the pollination in these countries, and therefore they can't get them, but they can't grow them. But I have been told since by an Israeli grower that they're experimenting with the underglass cucumber. It's a beautiful, well, you know the cucumber, and I pickled half of them, and everybody's going crazy about the pickled ones. Everybody wants them. I've only got a few left now. And roses, I've had plenty of beautiful roses. And by the way, in my other house, my tomato house, I must have had about 100 weight of tomatoes. Very good ones. It's called Money Maker. I used to grow a tomato called Elsa Craig, a Scotch tomato, but it doesn't grow very well here. So I'm growing this Money Maker. It's not as big as Elsa Craig, but it's a beautiful tomato. And it's lovely to eat. It's very, very nice indeed. It's sort of sweet, sour taste. You would like them. I think you've had them from me. And what else can I tell you? I've had dahlias, plenty of dahlias, and the pond, the fish are doing well, swimming around. Nice water lilies. I've also got some other types of Lilium regal, which is a beautifully scented lily. I grew that. And I also grew a beautiful lily, a scented lily called Lily auratum. It's a Japanese lily, but I think you can get it in South Africa as well. You bring them up in the greenhouse and then you put them out between July and September. They're beautifully perfumed, heavily perfumed. You've only got to touch them and they overpower you with the smell. I'm told you can see the perfume rising out of the plant itself, sort of cloud-like dust. And what else did I grow this year in the garden? Of course, some of the cacti, quite a lot, as you know, they've all done very well. And I've had carnations, lovely carnations, and Michaelmas daisies, a nice little, a new type of daisy, a Michaelmas daisy, blue with a white center, and dwarf, it doesn't grow very tall. And at the beginning of the year, we had some lovely, I don't think you get them in South Africa, this bluebells, you know, the old bluebell, they grow in the woods here. Well, I grew them in my garden and my side piece, the side at the back of the house, and the perfume, absolutely marvellous. I grew phlox and veronica, a lovely pink flower, a beautiful perfume, and quite a lot of the roses were really good this year. In fact, at the time of speaking to you, they're still beautiful.